The last Israeli troops have left Bethlehem. This morning saw the end of a 39-day standoff with Palestinian gunmen holed up inside the Church of the Nativity. Israeli forces had already pulled out of nearly all the other areas of the West Bank that they occupied in March. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Bethlehem.
The first to leave were the 13 Palestinian gunmen Israel accuses of murder. They came out one by one through the low-slung door known as the Gate of Humility into the morning light. As they passed through a metal detector and boarded buses, which would take them to a waiting aircraft bound for Cyprus, they showed little emotion. From nearby rooftops, families strained to catch a last glimpse of their sons and brothers. There were no farewells, just the sound of distant weeping. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has cast this exile as study abroad, but Israeli General Eval Giladi, the head of strategic planning, says it is Israel's intention the men exiled to Europe and Gaza never return to their homeland again.
We've chosen a peaceful way, respecting the church and not giving up for terror. I think that this is the right strategy.
As buses carrying the gunmen passed by, Israeli settlers cried out the Palestinians should have been shot. The 13 are now in Cyprus, waiting to find out which European countries will take them and under what conditions. Israeli General Giladi says exile is a hard punishment.
If you had to leave your family here, if this is where you were born and this is where all your family is and you want to be here, none of them really want to go.
Suddenly, this operation, which has faltered so many times, stalled again. The last 10 in the church, international pro-Palestinian activists, including 4 Americans, refused to leave until they'd been given assurances they would not be deported. Palestinian police and Greek Orthodox Archbishop Aristarchos pleaded with them to leave, to no avail.
They don't communicate. They live in another world. They are so, and it seems as if they don't hear.
What's wrong with these people? So what do they want?
They want to stay there.
Finally, helmeted Israeli police went in and escorted them out. CIA officials from the United States collected the weapons the Palestinian gunmen left in the church, but they did not check the church closely. As a group of reporters went in, Israeli officers warned of possible dangers.
Be careful, don't touch anything. Okay, only photograph.
The ancient basilica built over the spot where, according to Christian tradition, Jesus was born, reeked of urine and leftover food. Mattresses, dirty blankets, and unwashed pots and pans littered the nave. An altar was used as a kitchen counter. Windows were broken, and surrounding buildings scarred by fire. But despite the filth, the damage was not as severe as some had anticipated. The clergy, who must deal with Palestinian and Israeli authorities, were careful to level their criticism at both parties equally. Monks criticized the Palestinians for storming the church and the Israelis for subsequently shooting at it. 6 were killed in the compound and 22 wounded in the course of the siege, and there's concern among the clergy that churches could be used again in this protracted conflict.
Yes, but we'll take measures for this.
Even after the siege ended, the Israeli curfew dragged on. It's kept 100,000 residents of Bethlehem under virtual house arrest for the past 5 weeks. This Palestinian Christian had hoped she could finally see friends and visit her church.
I heard that it's going to be over, and I was so glad, you know. I dressed up, you know, waiting, you know, to go in the church and to see what's going on inside. I'm really dying to see what's going on in the church.
Israeli troops will remain within striking distance of Bethlehem. Tomorrow, priests plan to reconsecrate the Church of the Nativity and continue the cleanup. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Bethlehem.